sure that you held all the cards, weren't you? So sure that you could just force me not to file for divorce. Well, think again, Adam Chandler.
What's going on?
The drunk driving in Atlanta, remember?
He see you?
I don't think so.
Get up. Whose is this?
That's mine.
I don't know. AD-55.
You ain't never gonna get away with it.
Oh, ye of little faith. Did you fix that transmitter?
Ready to rock, boss.
What's going on?
Turn me on. Just a country boy.
I'll cover that.
Yo, Roger, frequency 6. Check your local listing.
You got a call rating, $10 Annie. Who's in?
I'm with my boss.
I'm been with Lucille.
Tidy, you with Lucille?
I say he can't do it. He can't do it.
Where's your loyalty?
Over to the boss.
Ooh, child, he looks nasty.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be real good.
What's the cold reading?
Oh, is this beautiful country or what? How fast was I going?
80 and a 55.
Wow, really?
License and registrations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's see what we got here, Lowell. Let's see. Playing card. My only Royal Flush, signed by Shorty Casewell. And let's see. We got...
License and registration, sir.
Relax, Lowell. Where's the fire?
I'm going to ask you one more time, sir. Do you or do you not have the documents?
Of course I do. Yeah, I got them. I'm a law-abiding citizen, just like yourself. Difference is, I know there's more to life than my 9-to-5. If you knew that, you'd still have a wife and daughter to go home to.
Sir? Put your hands on the bus, feet apart.
Ooh. A little cranky, aren't we?
What's he doing?
Oh, going too far, as usual. Big surprise.
Whoa! Gee, Lowell, you could at least bought me dinner first.
We're gonna take a walk over to the car, sir. This way.
He's going to jail.
He's not going to jail.
He stopped writing, didn't he?
Enough about me, Lowell. It's not really me you're mad at. You're mad at yourself. Because you lost the one person who really loved you.
You have the right to remain silent.
You can see of names.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
And I'm not talking about your ex-wife.
Go.
You know who I'm talking about, Lowell.
Come on.
I'm talking about...
Kathy.
Kathy. The guy has balls the size of cantaloupes.
You think I don't know how it is? Risking your life for minimum wage? Never enough for those pretty dresses or that fancy summer camp all her friends went to? Then some rich asshole takes not only your wife, but your own little girl.
Have you seen her?
Can't say that I have, Lowell, but I know people. And I know she misses the way you protected her. Made her feel like a princess. Well, you smiled at her the night of the prom. Good times you had teaching her the violin.
The what?
The violin. Claire de Lune. We played that together.
No rich stepdaddy can give her that, Lowell.
She hasn't called in over a year.
Because you made her choose between you and her mother. Brother, you drove her away.
Maybe I'll call her tonight.
Tonight. When I got a phone right there on that bus.
You wouldn't mind.
My brother Lowell, what are friends for? Ha ha ha!
to her, and I'm going to go up on the weekend and see her.
Thank you, Brother Lowell.
I can't thank you enough, and thanks for these.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
She went. Andy made a donation.
Okay, I got the Wellesley decal thing. I got the wedding band, but a cop who plays violin, what was that?
Red mark on the jaw from the chin rest. You know me, Janie. I know people.
Yeah, well, I'll make it back.
The sales are winning.
Just when you least expect it.
I always expect it, Janie. That's why I always win.
All I know, if it wasn't for you, I'd be playing doctor with some car thief. What can I say, man?
Just say, thank you, Jesus.
Okay, back there?
Something's blown.
What's happening?
Truck's full of smoke, man.
Next exit. Let's get off.
You got it.
Park to Tuesday. Yeah, we're talking 4 days.
Shit, we clean up in Topeka.
Yeah. Well, I'm exhausted. We could use a break anyway.
You're gonna get one. We got no choice.
I always have a choice.
Set up.
We'll play here.
Here?
Smell trouble like shit on a griddle. Take a whiff of what just walked in.
Delores, you are such a bonehead.
Well, everybody needs a hobby. Even you.
She does. Sit down here, baby.
But like I was saying, that man, whoa, is nasty. You always gonna play that worse than that
bitch. Maybelline, yes. Marva, huh? As in marvelous?
As in my grandmother.
Not for a second. I'm Jonas.
Hi.
What's the matter? Something got you down all of a sudden? Well, I never knew a problem a little Chuck Berry couldn't solve.
It's broken.
Well, maybe I can fix it. Life's too short to go without music.
Why don't you try laying on hands?
Gee, I wish I could, ma'am, because I know how Jesus loves to rock.
Where's your manners? He's a preacher. Be polite.
Corn relish. I hate corn.
Okay, first female serial killer.
Allie Morneau.
How many victims? Bad,
huh? 8 with a 30.
Special today, steak, raw liver, no fish, no ham, no spinach.
Awful lot of nose there, Marva.
No lip.
I'll take the diet plate.
She wants me.
Yeah. I think you should stick with your Bible pointers.
Jane, a woman is like a slingshot. The greater the resistance, the further you can get with her. Besides, she's warming up, I can tell.
I wonder what brought him to the service of our Lord.
You know, Georgette?
What can I get you?
To me, there's no thrill greater than the thrill of preaching. First moment, you wonder, can I touch them? Will they feel what I feel?
Give me the burger.
Sometimes they don't feel it at first. That sense of longing, of needing the Lord.
Yeah.
You know how it feels to really need something, don't you, Georgette?
Mm-hmm. Can I take your nap?
2 chilies, hold the onions.
Sometimes a person doesn't even know what they need.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They wake up itchy, hungry for whiskey or money or food.
Mm-hmm. But what they really need
is love.
The sweet, tender caresses of the Lord.
Amen. All right, Kevin.
Amen. May I take your order?
Sure. I'll have the KKK omelet. Whites only.
Get him out of here.
I'm kidding. I'll have a decaf and toast. And I give him that love, Georgette. That salvation. And when I say salvation, I'm talking about the only thing in this world that matters.
Yes, sir.
More comforting than a lover.
Yes, sir.
More valuable than diamonds and gold.
Come on, preacher, come on.
See this? It was a gift from my sainted mother the year I graduated seminary.
God bless her.
Very nice.
Oh! I'll get it. See, Marva? Nothing has value without salvation.
He put it in the water. Just like it was baptized.
I see him heal women watching.
Oh, he loves the Lord.
Off the law if I think I got a year's salary on my wrist.
Come on. The sheriff's name is Braverman. He's clean.
Clean. Ugh.
Mr. Nightingale, arbitrary is not an issue here. We've got a 27% unemployment rate.
And I need 20 guys for 4 days.
Great. 26%. Look, no new permits till the plants reopen or till our farmers get some rain. The land this town can't afford a revival. Sorry.
Oh, no. I understand, Sheriff. You're just trying to do your job.
No, Janie. He's trying to restrict trade. Listen, Braverman. I got a room full of New York lawyers just dying to take on some Bush League badge interfering with religious freedom. Now, I got the fee. I'll do the paperwork. You give me the permit, or I dial 212.
Yourself out.
I'll take care of it.
Don't take it personally, boss. Just chalk one up for the big guy upstairs.
So, is all of this absolutely necessary, Will?
Local law, the attack of the puny brain.
Look, I kissed up to him, I got the permit. Besides, this one was kind of cute for a change. Now, concentrate. Population 22-something. Median family income 21,000, but that was 2 years ago, so you gotta...
You know, he can shut us down. I don't have to remind you what our nut is. 3,500 a day. Every town, another puny brand. I've been fighting them all my life. You give a little man a little power, and suddenly the schmuck thinks he's powerful.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that happen before. Okay, main industries, wheat and corn. Ancillaries have had massive layoffs, and the banks report 22% farm foreclosure on account of 5 years of dry weather. And the motel guy told me if they don't get rain by this weekend, this year's crops will fail, too, so we can use that, put it right in. Would you stop drumming, Jonas? Stop.
What a shithole.
Yeah, well, this was your choice, Einstein, so live with it. Average education, 10th grade. Richest family in town, the Raylows. 12 towns in the same situation within 40 minutes by car, so you have to figure...
You know, Jane, I gotta get you a man. You've been on the road too long. I'll tell you what, we're gonna hire us a new angel, and I don't even care if the guy can sing. You pick it.
Finish.
I'm starting to get excited. A town this deep in the crapper's got nowhere to turn but God!
Kansas Radio. When the going gets tough, the tough dial, S-O-S. And speaking of things getting tough, I've got someone here who says he can help. Jonas Nightingale, a man who knows about the value of spirit.
Thank you, Jerry Joe. Thank you. You know, as I look out your window, Rustwater reminds me of my own hometown. Drugstore soda fountain, little movie theater, the one with the real butter. And it warms my heart. So many people working so hard, deserving so much better.
Well, I know how it feels to see old man Ray Love driving around town in his fancy car, all the while thinking, hey, I want me a car like that. Well, the problem, Jerry Joe, is you got nothing to believe in. Can't believe in the community with all the trouble that's going on out there. It seems sometimes even the family. So what are you going to believe in? The biggest power, the biggest man with the plan.
30 seconds.
So I'm here, brothers and sisters, to remind you that tonight, at the Rustwater Campground, you too can be saved. If you're already walking with Jesus, you come and celebrate your faith along with your neighbor. It's been too long since you've seen him anyway. If you're still driving that beat-up pickup, eating macaroni helper and day-old bread, well, you come on out and celebrate the miracle of faith, a power of healing. And you, too, can wake up saying, thank you, Jesus.
I've been lonely, I've been cheated.
Misunderstood.
I've been washed up, I've been put down,
and told I'm no good.
But with you I belong, cause you help me be strong. That's a change in my life since you came along.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
here we go. I got
it. Oh yeah.
Now I don't mind working so hard every day.
Boy, your wife is some character. She was great to me. Listen, I'm Jonas Nightingale. I want you to come down to the Rustwater Campground. Now we have old-fashioned revival. Lots of music, lots of people singing. So come on down and bring your wife along with you. We'll see you there tonight.
Come on.
All my life I held but now I'm
I've been misunderstood. I've been washed up. I've been put down. I'm told I'm no good. But in you I belong. Cause you help me be strong. There's a change in my life.
Hey,
came along.
Dad, you go to high school here? No, but you go to college?
Oh, yeah. Now a man gets crazy when his life is all wrong. Heart gets weary when it doesn't belong. And the road gets rocky, Lord, you've got to keep on.
Let the new light come shining on through.
Ah,
yeah.
Hey, Jonas Nightingale. Here, I'll hold that for you. How are you?
Good to see you. Anyway, keep your eye on the squirt gun, all right?
One, two, three. Gone.
Come to the TED meeting. Miracles in one.
Tell you what, I think this one, you guys come to the revival meeting tonight? Yeah, all right. Okay.
Sheriff Braverman sent me to check for violations.
Oh, I just bet he did. Go right ahead. We're clean. Go on. Knock yourself out.
It's a friggin' hootenanny.
You've been very busy, Will.
Just doing my job.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, it's been a really long day. Can I buy you a beer?
Tell me, do most of the cops fall for your act?
Yeah.
I'll bet they do. Well, ma'am, sorry about the drink, but
ma'am.
I'm on duty.
No. My mom is ma'am. You can call me Jane.
All right. Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, Will. Oh! Just kidding. You have any towels?
You seem down.
Oh, I'm just bummed about Topeka. I wanted to see that breeder.
You can't keep a Great Dane on a bus, Jane.
Why not? It'd be great company. Jonas, why don't you just give this to me already? You know it looks better on me.
You'll get it when I die. Unless you kill me. And it's in my will that way. My offer still holds for a new angel.
Oh, yeah, right. You can just see it. Wanted, single tenor who shares an interest in gourmet cooking and mail fraud. So, what's new with Miss Congeniality?
Nothing, and I'm using all my A material. How could you not go for it? Everybody goes for it.
So you strike out for once in your life. I mean, what do you care?
It's got me curious now. It's like she's got fuming down to an art. Besides, it's a matter of principle, like a quest.
Sort of a holy grail of road pussy kind of thing.
Eloquent as always.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you from Rust Water?
Oh, no. I drove 30 miles to be here.
30 miles? That far? What is your name?
Emma. Emma Schlarp.
Well, Emma, I have a great seat right down in front of the preacher for you. I wonder, since you came so far, would you like to have it?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you just sit right here, and I'll roll you right on down there.
That's very nice of you, young man.
Oh, well, it's a much better view, and this old chair's a lot softer than those folding chairs.
Thank you. We've had nothing but trouble with that old man. He's mean. He's got 80 yards of electrified fence just spitting distance to the house. You know our kids are going to play over there and somebody's going to get hurt. And wait a minute.
This one gives you a warm feeling, kind of like a pot-belly stove.
Guy in cowboy hat says he loves Jesus.
Oh, that's funny. I thought they were just good friends. We'll make sure somebody hits him up personally, all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, good. Matt?
What are you doing? You here alone?
No, I'm here with my mom, but if she catches me talking with me, I gotta go, okay?
I see you after the show.
Okay. Nice to see you.
You too.
Girl in glitter jeans is pregnant. My mother's been beating her. That's nice. Where's she sitting? Oh. Town's small, Jonas. Don't mention that she's knocked up, all right?
I'll be good.
Did you study my summary on the old folks?
Yeah, and I pumped the Grange ladies for who's been sleeping around. They couldn't wait to tell me.
Tiny, you got the smoke ready? Uh-huh. What's Roger doing? Tell him 5 shells is enough. He ought to get out of there. Come on, the angels will see him. Oh, man.
What's the deal with the cherry hat again?
Electric fence. Visualize the fence with cherries on it or something like that.
What do you like, this or this?
Okay, you ready to check your receiver?
I'm having an accessory crisis.
Testing siblings 1, 2. Jonas, can you hear me?
That's fine. Boy, are you a tough room.
The dark gray, definitely. You look gorgeous.
Always look better than they do, Janie. And now, let's go give some empty lives a little meaning.
Are you ready for a miracle? Oh, are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh,
yeah. Are you ready for a miracle?
Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Come on, dude.
Yes.
Come on, man. Goose him. We got a cold audience out there.
Yes, I'm ready. Yes. I hear Satan knocking, but he can't come in. Yes, sir.
Come on, people.
Turn it loose. Let him fix it and let him in. Take it down just a minute, Angels. I got to talk to these people. All right, I got to talk to these people just a sec. I want to tell you a story.
Come on, this will move you.
About a man from New York City. A man named Thomas. Now, Thomas lived on Fifth Avenue. Views of Central Park, even from the bathroom. Beautiful wife, two sweet kids. His life was a mess. And you know why? Because of the fear. Afraid his business would fail. Afraid his children would fall victim to foul play. Afraid his hair would fall out and his wife would stop loving him. Afraid of death. But death's a breeze. You ever heard anyone coming back to complain?
No.
Life that'll kill you.
Hey, Matt, give you people a wake-up call.
You're a prisoner, and Thomas was a prisoner of fear.
Amen, preacher.
So he got himself a lawyer for his business, a guard for his babies, a $2,000 hairpiece, and a world-class doctor. But was Tom happy? No.
No, you know.
Because when Thomas finally came to me, he still had the fear. And the fear is bigger than lawyers and doctors. The fear is bigger than money or real estate. There's only one thing bigger than the fear, my friends. Only one thing. And that one thing is the faith. Faith that the universe will need his skills. Faith that this woman loves what's in his soul, not what's on his head. Faith that his children will be protected, not by a man with a 357 Magnum, but by the man with the 12-gauge supercharged grenade launcher out of the... And that man, brothers and sisters, that one man is one man, and one man only. That man is Jesus Christ. And if you want to feel happy, all you got to do. If you want to feel love, all you got to do. If you want to feel safe, if you want to feel strong, if you want to walk tall, all you got to do, all you got to do, all you got to do is get saved. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, say hallelujah.
Looking good, Jojo.
It's holy juice pumping through my veins. I feel a healing coming on. But before I can do any healing at all, I need to know you're on the side of the Lord. I need a sign of your faith. I'm not asking you to pay for this beautiful music, no. I'm not asking you to pay for the word of God.
No.
What I do need is some token that you believe.
How about that ruby ring?
That you belong to the most exclusive club in the universe. A club that only God's faithful and generous can join. Then and only then.
Come on, give me that ring. What do you say?
No one can't keep you out of the kingdom of heaven.
You tell her I'm gonna kill her. You're me, baby.
Okay, I'll be good.
They are going to pass among you. Now remember, the more you give, the more you live.
Praise the Lord, brother.
People, the Lord spoke to me tonight to remind me that he is searching for some special people to receive great rewards in money and material goods. And he wants these special people to be saved right up here on the stage with me.
It's sad out there, that's all I have to say. It's burgers tonight.
Oh, people. The Lord is speaking to me right now.
Better be good.
Now just relax. Cherry hat, section 4, row F.
You, sir, in the brown jacket. I feel a burden you're carrying.
Who, me?
Yes, sir. Now stand up and tell me if I'm hearing the Lord right. You're having a problem with your neighbor, am I right?
I sure am.
Building a fence gonna harm your kids, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, the Lord tells me the best way to get rid of an enemy is you make him your friend. You talk to him and serve him up your best fried chicken. Because yours is the best in the county, ain't it, ma'am?
You know it is.
Well, boy, I'd love to give me some of that. Now come on up and thank the Lord for his saving.
Section 5, row A is the glitter jeans.
Remember glitter jeans?
Sister, you're suffering deeply. You're worried about your little girl, aren't you?
Yes, Reverend.
Stand up, darling.
The Lord tells me that a strike unto any of his children is like a strike unto him.
Oh, Lord, I hear you. Please forgive me.
Well, Jesus forgives you. Now say hallelujah.
Fishing cap, section 4, row F.
You, sir, come up on stage and be cured of your gambling.
Wow, that's incredible. Section 1, pink muumuu. She lost her job at the mill.
And you, ma'am, in the nice pink dress, receive the Lord and you will find another job.
Section 3, first row, the white shirt, back problem.
And you, sir, believe in the Lord and cure your backaches.
Same section, yellow shirt, hearing problem.
And you, sir, in the yellow shirt, come on up on stage.
Hearing problem. Section 2, the blue-haired lady. She's got arthritis.
And you too, ma'am. Come on up on stage. Oh, we're going to help some people tonight.
Oh, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Man's got trouble with his neighbors, though.
Let him do it. Let him fix it. Let him in. I'm feeling something tonight.
Preacher's got a sore neck.
Receive the anointing in the holy name of Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus.
This lady needs a job, Reverend.
You need a job? You need a job? Well, now you're working for Jesus.
Gambling man, preacher.
Well, get some strength in your life. Holy name of Jesus. Praise his name.
Man, can't hear a thing, Reverend. Can't hear a thing.
Hear the word. Hear the word. Hear the word. Hear Jesus' holy name.
Arthritis on your shoulders, preacher.
Arthritis in your shoulders, and take the hand of God's right-hand man.
You believe in the power of the Lord. You believe in the power of the Lord. Raise your hands. Raise them up. Now, wave them around.
Put your hands like this. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on over here. Just been cured of their abs. Hello, friend.
Get their bones, brother.
Hold it. Hold it. Take it down just a second. Take it down just a second. We got someone special here. What's your name, darling?
Emma Schlarp.
Emma, how long you had trouble with your bones?
Years.
Well, God's going to make a miracle for you tonight. Oh, Lord, I'm just a man like any other. But send a miracle through my hands to help my sister Emma. Come on, Emma. Come on, show me the power of the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
After Jesus. Come on, Emma. Walk with me. Walk with me, Emma.
We do
about $4,000.
Hey, Tony, I'm dressing.
Sorry, pal.
Jeremy, now.
doing here?
Well, well, well. It isn't my new best friend. Let's see. We've had the fire department. We've had the sanitation department. What do we got now? The Girl Scouts?
Nightingale, we both know there's nothing I can do legally. I'm here man to man. Folks have lost their jobs, their land. They can't afford to feed their families. So they sure can't afford a con man like you. Do a good thing. Back it up.
Well, it's some plain talk, Will. So I'll give you a little in return. Good night, folks.
Good night, sir.
Let's assume for a second I was what you said I was. Up in New York, they got Broadway shows that cost $65 a pop just to walk in the door. Now, maybe you like the show and you leave humming a tune, or maybe you don't and you kick yourself. I give my people a good show, plenty of music, worthwhile sentiments, and most of them go home with a little hope in their lives that wasn't there before. Now, usually, I only play towns that can afford me. But, what about towns like this that really need me?
You don't care what these people need. Your truck broke down and you're looking to cash in.
Ooh, a pissing contest. Can I watch?
I won't just go away.
Now that sounds good. Because you owe me that drink, Will. Jonas, don't you have something to do?
It is. I've been driving all night. Oh. When do you see this?
Close your eyes.
They were closed.
Come on, close them. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Pucker up. Kiss. Big kiss. Whoa!
Oh, hi! Oh, where'd you get him?
I found a breeder in Clydedale. I convinced him that it was in his best interest openly.
Ah, so let's hear it for insomnia. Hey.
I was worried about your lack of companionship.
What's his name?
Well, he's real smart and hung like a moose, so I kind of thought.
Jack from Neptune.
Come on, come on!
I know, Jonas Jr.
Jonas! Jonas! He's a good boy, too.
He's great. Mm. So here we'll make such as drought,
all right.
Really is rain, yeah. And we'll make woke tornadoes.
Okay, try me.
All right. Brother Jonas, I'm wondering, won't you tell me what question burns inside this woman's heart?
She wants to know if there's going to be a twister at her son's home in Wilmington.
You're wondering is Wichita. I really don't want to go into this audience tonight.
Oh, you're good at it.
Well, that's not the point.
Relax. Pathos isn't contagious. Besides, the badge saw the setup on the bus last night. We can't take a chance.
Yeah.
What'd you two do after dinner anyway?
Nothing. I'm just greasing the wheel.
Till 1 a.m? That's a lot of grease.
Ooh, Jonas, your spies are slipping. I was out till 2.
You know how to play this, Jane. Just watch your step.
Mr. Nightingale? I'm so glad I caught you. I was at your meeting last night, and I heard what you said to that poor family who lost their farm. My husband lost a job a few months ago, too, and it's been pretty hard putting food on the table.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Why don't you come down to the tent tonight, and maybe I can help you with your problem?
Oh, heavens, it's not me. I always say the best way to forget your own troubles is to help someone else with theirs. This is for that unfortunate family. Will you see that they get it?
I certainly will, ma'am. That's mighty Christian of you.
Bless you.
Oh, you try it and you're toast. Ah!
for some souls to save?
You know me, I hate to see even one get away. Souls, that is. Look what I brought you. They say it's the best in town. Hey, kid, how about a game?
Duh.
I thought you said you had homework.
I'll do it later.
A little risky, huh? I ever tell you I was East Coast chess champion 1971?
My sister's a total slave driver. Go ahead and make your move.
Hey, kid, what do you think I just did?
That was a pretty neat trick you did yesterday.
Well, you know what they say, the hand is quicker than the eye.
So they tell me.
Nice move, kid. Hey, Marva, could I have a tea glacé? It's French for iced tea.
So, where's your church?
On every street corner in every town.
So you don't have a church?
I have a ministry. And if you ever sat through church, you know that's better.
My grandmother used to take me with her. So, you believe in miracles, right?
Concentrate on your game, boy.
I'd like to hear what your sister has to say on the subject.
I believe in life. What it does to you, and what you do back.
Never underestimate the power of belief, boy. With it, I've seen a mute sing hallelujah, and I've seen an old man get out of his wheelchair and dance. When you've got it, you've got the power of every ocean and every star right in your hand. Without it, you've got nothing. Everyone you meet is just another sinner, and everywhere you go is just another hell.
I'll be outside.
My sister thinks you're fake.
Well, maybe I am and maybe I'm not. If I get the job done, what difference does it make?
Well, you're gonna need a miracle now, Reverend, because check at Matesky.
This town is full of single women. Why won't you leave me alone?
I don't know. It must be your money. You know, Marv, I've seen a lot of people lie to themselves, but they don't fool anyone.
Lying, huh? Your personal area of expertise?
It's not true. My talent is telling people the truth. Like that picture on the wall in there? It was just about the best day of your life, wasn't it?
One of.
Sure it was. You were young. You were free. You still had that spark in your eye. Now I look at you hiding out in that diner, never letting anyone get next to you. I'll bet the last time you had a man was when Nixon was in office.
How I live my life is none of your business. Now, what do you want from me?
I just want to know how come you gave up.
A drunk truck driver did that. 4 hours, stuck in a crash watching our mom and dad die. Doctors did all they could. Took tests, stuck him with needles a foot long, all for nothing. So he had me take him to a preacher. The preacher got him up on stage. And when it was all over, he was still on his crutches. Now, do you want to know what that man said to my little brother? He said that it was his fault, because his faith wasn't strong enough. Well, let me tell you something. All that boy has is faith. So the last thing he needs is another phony messing with his head, okay? And the last thing I need is another snake oil salesman using my little brother to get me to bed.
Hey, Rev, how about a rematch?
Sorry, kid, I gotta go.
Can't stand the heat, huh?
Got it in one, kid.
The
If I pick it too soon, it won't sweeten. If I leave it in the stock too long, it rots on the way to market. Too much rain turns it moldy. Too little, it's hog feed. Timing's everything.
Same as in my business. You know, you gotta pick them while they're ripe. Come on, Will, I know you think I'm crooked, so why'd you ask me here?
Well, you know those programs where they take delinquents out to the woods and rehabilitate them?
This isn't the woods.
Smart girl. I knew you were worth saving. You've got too much going for you, Jane, to be somebody's front man.
Kid?
What? My dad used to lift weights. He was state champion.
That's great, comrade. You gonna compete?
Yeah, all the events you do sitting down. It's just something I gotta do. You have anything like that, Rev?
Something I gotta do? No, kid, I stick with what I wanna do. It's a tough policy, but it works for me.
All right, buddy. Come on. You always jog in a cowboy hat like that?
I used to jog in my boots. What'd the doctors tell you?
Doctors have nothing to do with my leg. I'll walk if it's God's will.
Listen, kid, God doesn't have a trucker's license. What do you think? You were chosen to suffer? You've done everything you can. Doctors, therapy, everything. That's great. But if you haven't, you better get off your ass, because nobody up there is going to do it for you, that's for sure. Look, kid. Everybody's a loser one of these days. Trick is not acting like a loser.
I believe things happen for a reason.
Fine. You want to believe that? That's great. I'm going to run. Come on, Jelly. Come on. There
you go.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I'm a little worried about that two-man code.
Yeah, maybe, but that's not why you're late.
Well, are you for me?
Can I read it? Gidget goes Dust Bowl. Fine. Have your little secret.
Look, Will said he's got a surprise for you. Something about giving you enough rope, or...
Why don't you tell him to go kick some shit? There's not enough rope in Kansas to hang this boy. Besides, wait till you see the pitch. Got a little surprise myself.
Children.
Now I want to tell you a little bit about myself. Now you look at me, and you see a man who seems a lot like you. But all my life, I've been different. At first, it was a curse. But soon, I discovered the blessing of my birth. Now, what was it, you ask, made me different? In an isolated cabin deep in the Appalachian Mountains, Jonas Nightingale was born with a call about his face.
He told me his father invented Teflon.
Now, some would say it's an old wives' tale, the power of the call. But I've seen some pretty smart old wives in my day. And they say a baby born with a call is given the second sight. The sight inside a man's soul. Now, Sister Jane Larson is going to pass among you.
Brother Jonas.
And I want you to ask her the questions burning in your hearts. And I am going to reach deep inside mine. Find an answer placed there by God.
What can Brother Jonas do for you tonight, sir?
How much longer do I have?
Brother Nightingale, can you tell me the answer to our brother's question?
You're in the voice of angels, Jane. Our brother's worried how long he has to go.
Praise me.
And I say to you, it doesn't matter whether you got 10 years or 10 minutes. What matters is that you really live while you're alive. So when God's chariot arrives, you're ready to step on board. Yes, sir.
I've been with him now about a year. My husband couldn't handle it when they repossessed the farm. He killed himself one night in the barn. I just need to know, has the Lord forgiven him and welcomed him to heaven? Our sister would sincerely like to know about a loved one.
Well, I'll just give you your answer, sister. He rests with the angels. He says God has forgiven him, and he asks you to do the same.
When's it gonna rain?
This man's question is really important.
Oh, boy. You want to know what every man, woman, and child in this tent wants to know? You want to know, when's it gonna rain? Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. What is rain, anyway? Is it the sweet nectar your crops are craving? Is it tears of joy? Or is it the rain that falls on every life? The dressing down for your boss, the harsh word from a loved one, the bank pounding on the door. So when you say to me, Jonas, when's it gonna rain? Well, all I can say is, when's it gonna stop? In the book of Psalms, the 27th chapter reads as thus, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear?
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is a strength. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. Let Jesus fix it, brother. Hey, somebody run! Somebody run!
Brother.
You, brother, feel the power of the Lord!
Yeah.
There you go! Celebrate the Lord, brother! Celebrate the Lord!
Yes!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Jesus! Praise Jesus! You're not gonna need this any longer! I cast out your chains!
Yeah.
Jesus, reach out and touch me.
Nice to see you again, sister.
Hallelujah, receive God. Praise Jesus, praise his name. Praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Receive his holy name. Say hallelujah. I've never seen a room so full of God. You stand up and say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say amen.
Testify. I said, I want to testify.
So speak up, Sheriff.
Before you leave with your hard-earned money in those buckets, I want you all to know where it's going. Alias Jonas Nightingale, born Jack Newton, does not come from the Appalachians. He was born in the Bronx. The closest he ever came to a church was the Mary and Joseph Orphanage, where he lived from the age of 5 to 15. Then he ran away to begin a life of crime, including convictions for shoplifting, possession of marijuana, and grand theft auto, all before the age of 18. Then he was arrested for selling fraudulent artworks and passing bad checks. Now, if you feel you've gotten a good night's entertainment, then go ahead, tip the dancing bear. But if you think this money's going to a man of God, you better think again.
Brother Will, everything you said is true, absolutely true. Yes, I was born to lowly circumstances. Yes, I ran with a bad crowd that taught me to smoke weed and steal. I hung out in bars, and I hot-wired cars. I grew up mistreated. So I lied and I cheated. I learned hard crime and I served hard time. I have walked that crooked road and I have danced with the demon Satan. I've been face down in the gutter and looked up into the face of God. And I say to you tonight, if you want to give up the bottle, who are you going to talk to? Someone who's never touched a drop? And if you want to give up womanizing, who are you going to talk to? Some pale-skinned virgin priest? And if you want to give up sin, and I believe everyone here tonight wants to give up sin, who can lead you off that crooked road? You need a real sinner, people. A sinner of such monumental proportions that all your sins wrapped up in one couldn't possibly equal the sins of this king of sin. Because you know, if he can walk that straight and righteous path, if he can go from grit to grace, from sin to sanctity, from lowliness to holiness, that you, with all your everyday sins, can rise up like an angel and ride that golden elevator to God's own penthouse in the sky.
Hey, Jake! Jake Bradley. Now, just yesterday, the bank gave you last warning on foreclosure. How much you put in the bucket?
$10.
And Sadie McElroy, you've got two boys in junior college. Your husband's been out of work for what, 6 months?
I put in 20, Will. I need all the help I can get.
I don't know what to say to you, You folks have been warned.
Right you are, Sadie. You need all the help you can get. And you too, Jake. All of you. I see your town and I know what you're going through. But there can be no price on salvation. So I want you to take back all your money. That's right. You heard me, every last cent. Bring those buckets out and you take your money back. Sadie, if you put in 20, you take out 20. Jake, you put in 10, you take out 10. Go ahead. Because the Lord knows you still have doubt in your hearts. And without your faith, I cannot deliver the word.
Praise the Lord.
For the Israelites, he parted the sea. To Moses, he spoke from the burning bush. And tonight, in your hour of doubt, the Lord God Almighty has spoken to me. He said, Jonas, Jonas, expect a sign. And if God's wisdom is proven to you, then and only then may you support this ministry. Because God don't want no doubt money. No. And I don't want no doubt money. N-O. Because doubt money burned the fingers of the righteous. And I, Jonas Nightingale, will not be burned.
Yes, you're all right.
Of course I'm all right. Plant the 20s before they leave.
Look, Jane.
Try groveling. It goes a long way with me.
I told you, I had a job to do.
Doing your job is one thing. Trying to destroy a human being is another.
Nuclear winter wouldn't destroy that man.
Oh, yeah? Let me tell you something that your snooping didn't turn up. Do you know how he landed in that orphanage?
I assume his parents died.
His parents? God only knows where his father is. His sainted mother took him out shopping one day, told him she forgot her wallet and that she'd be right back. He should wait on the corner. 4 days later, he's there, waiting. So the cops lug him off to our mother of neglect, where for 5 years he waits for her, still believing she's going to come and get him. Finally, he just wised up.
The jails are full of stories like that.
Yeah, they sure are. And that's why if Jonas was wearing pantyhose and pointing a rifle off the book depository, it wouldn't surprise me. But he's not. All he's doing is selling fairy tales to a bunch of people who thank him for it. And the last thing he needs is a judgmental asshole like you throwing his past up in his face.
Open up, boss. It's me.
This better be good.
Excuse me.
You've outdone yourself.
He preached last night that God would send a sign.
Friend, I've seen 100 signs. A magnificent sunrise, or a green light when I thought it turned red.
But never have I seen anything like this.
Ramsey, you were whites in the tent last night. Anybody come in here? Maybe switch crucifixes?
No, sir. Not a soul.
Town of Rustwater, whose population of 22,000 in the last few hours has swelled to over 31,000 people.
Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for a miracle?
Night says his wound had miraculously healed by morning. Of course, the big question on everyone's mind is,
what are we doing about the rain?
Tony's having some pamphlets printed up on rainmaking, so I'm gonna use them. You know, there's gonna be some really sick people out there tonight.
I'll seat them in the back so it's harder for them to get on stage. And we always have our malpractice insurance.
Right,
only if your faith is strong enough. Damn, this was a new shirt.
You tried turpentine?
Yeah, it's no good. That trick's worth it, though. An oldie but goodie.
Jonas, have you had any sleep lately?
Too busy to sleep. Places to go and people to do. How's the badge taking all this, anyway?
I don't know. I heard he couldn't get an art expert out until Tuesday.
You heard? Little lover's tiff? Wonder how I got so well informed.
Oh, screw you. I'm not the one giving out free samples. I just feel bad as all these people are so broke.
Gee, Gidge, you feel bad for the poor people, but you want to keep their money. What's a girl to do? Move to Kansas? Marry old Will and slop the hogs? Take it from me, babe. You can't have it both ways.
I can't believe I defended you.
Sick and tired of manipulators.
Manipulators are sneaky. I'm obvious. And right.
You feeling better now?
Yeah, I guess I just need to be alone.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It's before six. I've got to go.
Ooh. Places to go, people to rip off.
Oh, you should talk. Here you are consorting with the enemy.
Yeah, well, I'm an easy consort. You ever think about settling down?
My mother taught me never to settle.
You're fast on your feet, Jane, but someday you may want to slow down.
No. Sorry, Will, I don't do slow.
Come on. I want to show you something. You travel over 2,000 miles and end up here. Back with the same mate, year after year.
What are you talking about? I don't see anything.
Yeah, they started arriving last week. There's only about a few thousand right now.
What started arriving? I don't see anything.
What? Promise I'll deliver. I'd like to make you some promises.
Will, you've known me 3 days.
I'm a quick steady. But Tuesday will be gone. If I had more time, I'd take it.
Why don't you come tonight? It's going to be fun. The crew has a bet going. Everybody had to come up with some ridiculous word or phrase, and Jonas has to work them into his sermon, and if he doesn't do it, then you win the pot. So guess what my phrase is? Aluminum siding.
Aluminum siding! That's right! You can get caught up in the frills of life. The Samsonite luggage, the Amana washer-dryer, but you know what's really important. Don't you? That's right. Are you ready for the truth? Are you ready for the word? All right, we got to get back to that old-time religion.
Where the hell is she?
All right. What if I told you that one good deed would return 10 good deeds unto you? Would you believe me? Then what if I told you that one righteous day would return 10 days of good fortune? Would you believe me? Then what if I told you that $1 spent in the service of the Lord would return your money tenfold? Would you believe me?
Yo, I'm here.
All right. It's about time for a miracle.
I believe, brother. I believe.
What is it, brother? Come on up here. Don't be shy. You're among friends. You want to testify?
Yes, I do.
What's your name?
Calvin Tweedy.
Calvin, go ahead.
I heard what you said last night about giving more than I could. I only had $10 in my wallet. My wife, Kate, made me give it all.
Well, God bless you, Kate. That's the idea.
Then when you said to take it back, I did that. But this morning, I had $30 in my wallet. And I didn't have no $20 bill before that.
Well, hallelujah. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
It happened to me, too.
Me, too. And I got 40.
Well, hallelujah. It's a miracle. You got to turn it loose, Bruce, and get back Jack. Brothers and sisters, this Rustwater, Kansas is some kind of holy town. I've never seen such a demonstration in the Lord's plenty. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Well, all right, let's give some empty lives a little meaning. Woo. Oh, I believe we're going to see some furious miracles tonight. Now come on up, because I'm working for Jesus. And he's coming through me, special delivery.
Whoa!
Do you hear the call?
Padre. Hold! In the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm feeling the power. Come on, brother. Well, let Jesus speak to me. You got that deal. He's speaking the language of the Lord. Speaking the language of the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch out, brother. Angels of mercy. Our box is for Jesus. Oh, this room is burning up with the fever of the Lord.
What about me?
I don't think I got any more healing power left in me tonight.
Brad, what about me?
That's it. I'm all done in the service of the Lord. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. That's right, dance, brother. Dance, brother. Come on, celebrate the miracle of the Lord.
What about Lord?
Glad you could make it. I had to cold read 20 people and I was not brilliant.
I think you got a little problem here.
One more.
Take it from me, babe. You can't have it both ways.
One more demonstration of the Lord's kindness. One more show of faith. Because that's what this is about, faith. You got to have it or you can't get healed. If there's any doubt in your hearts, the Lord cannot deliver his healing. If there's even one among you who doubts. Like you, Brother Will, I know you have doubts. But even you must believe because this boy's chances of walking are in your hands.
Sisters, I ask you to consider that tonight the fate of an innocent rests in the heart of a cynic.
Thank you.
All right, are you going to tell me what really happened out there?
I've been had, that's what's happened. I've been hustled.
What are you talking about?
Gotta admit, they got a great act. The waitress and Tiny Tim. That story about the trucker, not just the trucker, Janie, a drunken trucker. Details, the mark of a great con.
Forget it, Jonas, not those two. They're not like you. Come on. Remember me? I'm Jane, your partner in crime.
You get a load of those roofs. They are going out of their minds. I had to get the boys to start clearing the tent, or else those yokels would have torn it down.
You ought to see the money coming in. It's through the roof, man.
All I know is that by this time tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be all over every television station in the country.
Oh, man, do you know what that means? We can play you all.
So, come on. You can tell me the truth. What is this, an elaborate setup or what?
Hello, Leon.
What do you think?
Hoover. Great, man, great. Hey, but never mind that. Listen, last night...
Jonas, I gotta hand it to you. I don't know how you did it, but getting that kid in the act was a stroke of genius.
You give that kid a haircut, man, you put him in some fancy clothes, you put that kid on the stage! It's money in the bank, man!
Hey, well, maybe we could even get him to reenact it.
Do you know what we could bring in Dallas in 1 week? 1 week. Seven figures. Seven figures, man. Jonas, man. What do you think?
Come on, Jonas.
Do it.
Do it! You're a genius, man! Genius!
Jonas, wait. Listen to me. I know we made a lot of money this way, and until now, it's been great, but I'm telling you, this is different.
Oh, come on, Jay.
No. Look, that is not one of our shills in there. Something happened. I don't know what it is, but it happened.
You're right about that.
God damn it, Jonas! You can't take this away from him, and you can't make him into a sideshow.
You think not?
Wow. You just really don't give a shit about anybody or anything, do you?
Janie, I never pretended I did.
God, you're right. You never did. You still don't care who you hurt. See how this feels.
Jane! Janie!
Boss,
remember me? Jack Newton. Got a question for you. Why'd you make so many suckers?
Say love never endeth. Well, I say love never starteth. You say the meek shall inherit the earth, and I say the only thing the meek can count on is getting the short end of the stick. You say, is there one among you who is pure of heart? And I say, not one.
Well,
hello, Boyd. Why aren't you out signing autographs or dancing?
I need to ask you a question. I wanted to know when you plan to leave town.
Leave? A couple of days, I guess.
Well, I wanted to know if I could go with you.
Well...
I can do a lot of things. I'll earn my keep.
You're a little too old to be running away with a circus, aren't you, kid?
No, it's not that. Look, you made me walk again, okay? A lot of people tried to do that, but they couldn't.
Hold it, kid. I had nothing to do with you walking.
Sure you did. Everybody saw it.
Look, I run a show here. It's a lot of smoke and noise, and it's strictly for the suckers. I've been pulling one kind of scam or another since I was your age. And if there's one thing I know, it's how to spot the genuine article. Because that's what you gotta watch out for. Not the cops. You can always get around the cops. But the one thing you can never, ever get around is the genuine article. And you, kid, are the genuine article.
Are you saying you think you're a fake?
I know I'm a fake.
Well, what difference does it make if you get the job done?
Kid, it makes all the difference in the world.
Boyd. Everyone's looking for you.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
All right, kid, I'll tell you what. I'll meet you in front of the diner tomorrow at 10 in the morning.
So I'll see you then.
I'll be back in a minute. I want to thank you. I don't know why my brother's walking, but I'll be grateful for the rest of my life.
Marva? Tomorrow at 10 in the morning, your little brother's going to be standing on the sidewalk in front of the diner. Would you give him a message for me? Would you tell him that just because a person didn't show up doesn't mean that the person doesn't care about him?
Okay.
Hi.
Souvenir of someone I once knew. Where you headed?
Pensacola, Florida.
Never been there.
You in some kind of trouble?
No, sir. Maybe for the first time in my life, I'm not.
Man, would you look at that?
Yes, sir!